Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Where Your Dreams, Season 2, Episode 3.
Don't be afraid to push the boundaries, and you'll always be judged by people, so you can't please everybody.
Hey dreamers, you are listening to Where Your Dreams, an amazingly inspiring podcast where we speak to the coolest girl millionaires, girl bosses, and fashion entrepreneurs. If you've ever dreamed of creating your own business, then this podcast will give you all the tips, advice, and inspiration to make it happen. Lego.
Are you ready to make 2016 your best year yet? Well, visit bemigirl.com/dream and sign up to receive the official WYD Dream Kit. We've created the coolest tools to help you make those 2016 goals happen. Lego. Hey guys. So it's another episode. Today we are speaking to creative girl Heidi Petit. And I just love this interview. She is such a cool girl. You know, it just amazes me to see how many young girls out there are just doing some really cool, fashion forward, innovative projects. This girl, she is 21 years old. And she is a singer-songwriter, but then she also founded this really cool, I guess you could call it a group. Yeah, a group of girls that are all creatives, and they're called the Confetti Crowd. And it's the UK's first official girl gang of creatives. I mean, that is fantastic. How does that sound? Like, I'm sold, basically. And, you know, when you hear her, she's just got this kind of confidence, this can-do attitude. She's just gone for it, and in the space of a year, so many fantastic things have happened with her career and Confetti Crowd, and it's so great to see. And it just goes to show you really can achieve anything, and you really can start anything at any age. There's really no excuses, guys. And it's really, really inspired me and just made me think, wow, I really need to step up my game. But yeah, I think you're really going to love this episode. It was nice, short and sweet, but she gives some really great tips on, you know, just kind of going for it, being true to who you are. And you can really see that within her career so far. So yeah, let me know what you think. As I always say, subscribe, 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 leave us a rating and review. And yeah, I'm going to go into the interview now because I'm babbling. Bye, guys. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Where Your Dreams. I'm Alice Aluiton, founder of Bemi, and today I have a very special guest. I'm talking to Heidi Petitjohn, aka Heidi Petit. Heidi is a folk and R&B singer and songwriter, and she also explores the world of art with colour, mixed media and vinyl work. She is also the founder of Confetti Crowd, which is the UK's first official girl gang of creatives. Heidi has worked with awesome brands like Nike, Shoe and La Moda, and she has been flourishing with the London music and fashion scene with her cool music and colourful style. Heidi, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Awesome. Now, I'm so glad that you're joining us today, and I've said a very short intro about you. So could you tell us a bit more about yourself and your background?
Yes. So I was born in Birmingham, in the UK. I was raised in Stratford-upon-Avon, which is where Shakespeare is from. And about a year ago, I moved to London to study handbag design at London College of Fashion. After about two terms of being there, I decided that music was what I needed to do and I needed to pursue my dream. So I left university and I went completely to to concentrate more on my music and just do what I love doing most, really.
Wow. So yeah. how was that transition kind of from deciding? Was it quite scary once you realised that actually I want to do music?
Yeah, it was really tough. It was stressful. Like, there was a lot of pressure. I applied for a music songwriting course and I didn't tell my parents, and they got a letter through the post saying I'd been accepted, and they were like, oh, you went to be at handbag design school. Like, best thing I've ever done. And like, they really appreciate me for just standing up for what I needed to do.
Wow.
And 2 months after being in London, I then started Confetti Crowd as well, and that blew up and so on from there.
Yeah, and I really love, you know, the whole idea behind Confetti Crowd. I think it's so, so, so cool. So could you tell us a bit more about, you know, how did you even come up with the concept and how did you start that whole movement, I guess?
So Confetti Crowd is the UK's leading girl gang of creatives. There's five of us and we each have our own talent, mine being songwriting and singing. We stand for like girl empowerment. We aim to inspire other girls. We want other women to support each other and just show that you can work together to achieve your goals.
Mm.
And the way we do this is by emphasizing the freedom of style, which is obviously how you can see how we all dress.
Yeah.
And it first came together when I had the idea. I had the idea because I had a blog called HP Days of my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always reading other fashion blogs and following sassy girls on Instagram. And there was only a handful of colorful, unique bloggers. So I wanted to get them all together to stand for something bigger than just being an individual that can dress well.
Yeah. So how did you kind of go about it? Did you know the girls beforehand or did you reach out to them?
No, actually, some of them knew each other, but I'd never met any of them.
Yeah.
And I'd been to a photo shoot with Motel Rocks and met Lulu and Helly mm-hmm. there. And I told them my idea. I said, I really want to get this thing together. I've already got a name. It's called Confetti Crowd. And they were like, yeah, that sounds awesome. We'd love to. And I was quite surprised. But within 2 days, I sent out an email to the other four girls. And they all emailed back saying, yes, let's do it. Within 2 weeks, we'd met up. I'd got my friend and some other people to get involved with videoing and photography. We got a load of pictures together. I made the website, made the Instagram, got all the branding, like, stuff together, and then we put it out, and within a month it just started getting so many like good feedback, so many people following us, and people really appreciated it.
Wow. So I love that you literally just kind of thought of this idea and, you know, you just went for it. And I think with a lot of girls, they have a great idea, but they might I guess feel a bit resistant or scared to go for it. What is it about you that you think enabled you to just go for the plunge and just kind of make it happen?
I think what it probably is because I'm from a small town, Stratford-upon-Avon, I always dressed a bit differently to all my friends. I still do. And I always could see other people online that dress like me, and I'd love to meet them and spend time mm-hmm. with them and see if they were the same sort of person as me. And they were. And Confetti Crowd really get along, like, as girls, we're all the same sort of people.
Yeah.
And it's just good to get everyone to dress. If you dress well and you can stand out and you can show people how you are creative and stuff, then you can just stand together and
And you know your style and Confetti Crowd, it is really authentic. It's so unique, it really stands out, and that's kind of one thing that really attracted me to Confetti Crowd. But I know kind of girls sometimes they kind of struggle with perhaps being true to who they are and kind of struggle with their identity. So I'd be quite interested to know if you have any advice for girls that kind of struggle with this.
I would mostly just say to be yourself. Like, you have to, don't be afraid to push the boundaries, and you'll always be judged by people, so you can't please everybody.
Mm.
So really it's just pushing for, because not everyone's confident, so I can't just say be confident, because that doesn't work. You just have to sort of push yourself to do things that make you happy and try to not care about what other people think.
Mm.
And it will only ever make you a stronger person and make you happier. So
yeah. And what would you say has been I guess the most challenging or difficult part of having a creative career like yourself?
I'd definitely say the hardest part would be keeping on top of everything, because there's so much going on when you're a creative, and there's not only my music and the confetti crowd and my art, but as well as having a social life, it's just staying healthy and staying positive, making sure you eat right, you get enough sleep, you're not drinking too much. And like, I keep a lot of diaries and planning and notes on my phone, and it really does help. And I've like gave advice to some of my closest friends, and they always say that it does help.
Yeah.
Just keeping on top of things.
Exactly. And could you tell us a bit more about your musical journey? I'm quite interested to know more about how that's going and what kind of things you do with your songwriting and you as a kind of folk and R&B singer, which I think is super cool.
Yeah, I actually only got that style recently when I figured out that that was what I loved.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. So I started songwriting when I was about 7. I was really young, and I used to write silly like songs and show them to my cousin, and I couldn't sing. This was the thing. I was the worst singer, but as I got older, I knew it was something I wanted to do.
Wow.
I had to teach myself to sing, play piano and guitar, and I just worked really, really hard. And then last year when I moved to London and decided I'm going to stop everything else and just go for songwriting. I mean, if you have a dream and you're really passionate about it, then it is something that's possible. It doesn't matter if you're at the bottom or the top, you can always get there. And I just decided that I was going to go for it. So I started writing songs that I thought were definitely my style. I started getting a style for myself, which is now folk and R&B, because I grew up listening to R&B, but I'm more of a storyteller and a folk writer. So it's a bit of a funny mix.
Yeah.
I wrote some songs. I did a gig.
How was that?
My first gig was probably the scariest thing I have ever done in my life.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, and I thought, I'll do this. I won't ever want to get back on stage, and this is going to be awful. But it wasn't. It was literally the best thing I've ever done. I got off stage, and the whole time I was singing, I was shaking, and I was nervous.
Yeah.
And like, in the crowd were laughing, but I just didn't care. I came off stage, and I was like, I want to do it again. That was brilliant.
Wow, that sounds awesome. Where was it?
The first gig I did was in Camden. It was really busy. There was a lot of people. And I only had two of my best friends there, but they'd never heard me sing. So they were, when they heard me, they were shocked. They were like, we thought this was just a silly little dream. And I was like, no.
Oh, wow. I love it. So take us through a typical day in the life of Heidi Petit.
Right. There's a hard question. I do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But I always wake up, and I do pick up my guitar most mornings and try and write a little bit or record something on my phone. I always miss breakfast. I'm one of these people that never has breakfast. I do see a lot of my friends a lot, because I have a lot of close friends to me. Try to see them as much as I can. But I also do lots of photo shoots and campaigns for people, or like have a lot of meetings and interviews to go to at the moment, so it's always quite busy.
And are you still studying music?
Yeah, I go to an institute where there's a lot of songwriters there, and we all sort of co-write together. And
Yeah,
it's really, really good. It's the best place I've ever been study wise, because I went to college and sixth form and university, and then I've gone to an institute.
Yeah,
but it's really inspiring. Like, there's so many good writers, and it's just nice to be around other musical people, and like, I've got to know some of them so well, and it's nice to inspire each other and just help each other out. Like, that's mostly what I'm about. I like love people working together and supporting each other, and this institute, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, I love that. And how long are you going to be studying for then?
It's only a year.
Okay.
But it's fine, because obviously I've got Confetti Crowd and a lot going on, and my music is being released in 2016.
Oh, fantastic.
Very excited about.
What kind of thing are you doing? An EP, or what are you releasing?
So because no one's heard any of my original music yet. I've got a few tracks coming out early 2016, and probably be 2 to 3 tracks, and they'll just be online. People will be able to listen to them or get feedback. And then make some music videos. I've got a lot of campaigns and other like interviews and stuff coming up for it.
It's
a bit secretive, but I get
quite
a lot of people asking, like, when's it coming out? And
can you give us a date, or is that not known yet?
Not known yet, but
okay.
I've been working really hard on like these 3 tracks, and they are.
Oh, well, keep us updated. I'd love to put that on the blog once we get your show up. And another question, you know, as you said, you work with some really awesome brands, and you know, you have a big following. What's one thing that you think you do really well that has made people follow you and your creativity?
I'd say that I'm really committed to my work, and I let social media, I suppose it follows my journey, and it's kind of, my social media is me reaching my goals, and having other people in my life that I'm trying to help them reach their goals as well. So maybe people, or hopefully people, appreciate this and they're inspired by it, I guess.
I love that. And how old are you, Heidi? Because you're so young, and just the way you speak, it's like, wow, this is awesome.
I'm only 21.
Yeah, this is fascinating. I wish I was like this when I was 21.
I haven't always been like this. It's only been the last couple of years when I realized what I needed to do. And
wow, yeah. And how did you kind of like find out, I guess, what you needed to do? Was there anything in particular that you, I don't know, read or listen to or anything like that?
I mostly actually get inspired by stuff like the music awards and music videos, just in general, fashion, music, everything comes from me watching a lot of music videos and stuff. But I actually decided that I needed to push myself and do what I needed to do when I first sang to my mum, because I couldn't really sing when I was younger, and I sort of been going through all these years of trying to teach myself to be better and learn guitar and everything. I sang to my mum and a few of my friends just like randomly, and they were like, wow, you're really good. And I was like, oh my gosh, I am. And they were like, yeah, you're really good. And ever since then, I've just been trying to like get better and push myself, and making, when other people believe in you, I feel like I can do it.
Yeah.
If I didn't have anyone else to believe in me, I wouldn't be here right now. But
yeah,
I wouldn't be where I was now. But having a lot of good friends and family and other creatives that support each other is really important.
And that takes us nicely into what I call the dream talk segment. Ooh. So could you tell us a story within your creative journey when you literally felt like, wow, this is a dream come true, I'm literally living my dream?
I mean, other than me doing my first gig, even though it wasn't like a wow thing for me, it was more of a, okay, I've accomplished what I needed to. Other than that, the Confetti Crowd and me once did a whole weekend of shooting, a short film type thing.
Yeah.
And we spent the whole weekend with an amazing crew. It was just really fun. We all got to stay together. We got to wear whatever we wanted to. We had like the nicest studios and the nicest food, and everyone was just lovely. And I remember at the end of the 2 days, it was like it had come to this proper ending. We were like stood at the edge of this massive rooftop in London. We were like, we've worked so hard, and we've only been doing this for like 6 months or something, and to get where we are, we're so proud of each other. And it was really lovely.
Awesome. And what would you say your ultimate dream is for your creative journey?
That's a big question. People ask me this a lot, and I never really know what to say. I guess maybe to just make albums, make a lot of albums, to help people through the good and the bad times. So to make music that's quite emotional, but also not just the lyrics. I always want my lyrics to make people have emotions and feel and stuff. And also to be in a position where I can help others and do a lot of charity work and do big gigs and massive festivals and take my confettis to festivals with me, and we can all like just party like with music. That would be like the ultimate, take being at a festival on a big stage with my confettis like on stage with me. That would be the big dream. And to inspire other girls to like follow their dreams as well. and to, for other girls to feel inspired by me. That's the aim, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And to tell us some exciting things that you are doing today. I know you said that you're working on your music for early 2016. Have you got any other things going on that really have you feeling awesome and energized in relation to your career or you as an individual?
Yeah. So other than my music is being released, so I've got some videos that are coming up that I'm going to be shooting, and some exclusive gigs that I'm going to put out on my social media, which I'm excited for, because there's a lot of people that follow me on my social media that are from London, so hopefully I'd love to meet them and they can come and meet me and we can chat about whatever they want to, wherever they follow me, I don't know.
Yeah.
And also with the Confetti Crowd, we have a short secret little film coming out, like a little production.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which we've actually seen it. We've seen the final edit and it's amazing.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, we're really excited for that. We've also got a lot of fashion campaigns planned and we've just kicked off our YouTube. So going to have loads of videos with us doing style tips and inspirational stuff and just day-to-day life of Confetti Crowd, really.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. That sounds like you've got a lot going on, girl. Awesome. And now we are going into what I call the triple love round, and I'm going to ask you three questions about things you love and why. Okay. So the first question is a quote that you love.
My favorite quote is, spend a little more time trying to make something of yourself and a little less time trying to impress other people. And that's a quote from the film On the Breakfast Club.
And why do you love that quote?
I just feel like it sums up everything that I sort of work for. And if it was true and people did do that, then most people would be a lot more happier. And obviously young girls struggle with loads of different things with confidence, but they just need to remember they have to do what makes them happy and not what other people think.
Mm. Spend a little more time trying to make something of yourself and a little less time trying to impress other people.
Yeah.
Love that. And then the second question, a book or blog you love?
Other than the blogs, the only actual blogs that I read anymore, I used to read loads of fashion blogs and used to be really into it, but I don't get the time. The only blogs I do read are the girls from my Confetti Crowd. They inspire me so much, like their fashion. They make me dress sassier because they dress sassy and vice versa. We all dress different when we're together.
Yeah.
But other than, actually, my favourite book is Simon Cowell's. Have you ever read that?
No, I haven't actually. Is it good? It's
the best book ever. I've read it twice.
Really? Why is it good then?
I don't know. It's just the way that he was brought up and like how he is now. You can just see how he got from where he is to now. And he's such a nice person and the book's just, it's really inspirational. I don't know why, because he's nothing like me, but.
I know, it's quite, you wouldn't think. Okay, that's
good
interesting.
Book,
I might give that a little Kindle love.
Yeah, if you're listening, read it. Yeah, it's a good book.
And then an inspirational woman you love.
I don't know if everyone says this, but my mum.
Yeah, we've had a couple people. Or an aunt. An aunt sometimes gets it.
No, definitely my mum. My mum was a model and she's always been super talented and stuff, and she dresses so cool and she still dresses really like glamorous and stuff now. So she's a massive inspiration to me.
I love that. Awesome. And guys, you will find all the show notes and info about Heidi on our website at bemigirl.com. That's GBEMIGirl.com. And last but not least, Heidi, what advice would you give to girls out there that are thinking of starting a creative project?
Straight away, I'd say, if there's something that you really want to do, don't be afraid, just go for it and try it, because if you don't do it, you'll regret it. And it's just, even if it doesn't work, at least you've tried it. Just go for it and do whatever you feel is right. And also get other people involved. The more people, the better. The more people that can help you and the more people that get ideas in and you're helping them, then that's better.
And also, could you tell us who else is it within Confetti Crowd? Sorry. What are the girls?
So there's Helly Bells. You can look her up on Instagram, Lulu Trixable, Instagram, Tiger Lily, and Snoochie Shy.
Cool. And what kind of fields are they in?
So Helly Bells has her own vintage brand called Sassy World, and it's the most amazing shop. You can look it up online. Everything's like so sassy and colorful.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's really good. Lulie Trixville is a massive bargain hunter and a really good blogger. She's been around a while and like loads of people are inspired by her. She's such a nice person as well. She does YouTube and she's just starting off her own clothing brand called Fluffy the Shop.
Oh, that's a fun
Yeah,
name.
you can find it online on Instagram. Tiger is a photographer and also a blogger. And Snoochie Shy is a DJ and presenter.
Very cool. I love all your names, by the way.
It's funny because we didn't do that for Confetti Crowd. We literally all just had them names and
Already, and
yeah.
it was meant to be. And how long have you guys been together now then?
We had our first birthday last week or the
Oh
week
my gosh,
before.
it's just been a year.
Yeah, only a year.
That's awesome. So
Thank
much can
you.
happen in a year.
I know.
Wow. Good
It's
on you
crazy.
guys.
Yeah, it's fast.
Well, let us know, how can we get in touch with you and find out about everything you got going on?
So my Instagram and Twitter handles are Heidi Petite, and then I do have a website as well called HeidiPetite.com. But if you mostly on my Instagram and Twitter, I'll be releasing my music on SoundCloud and Spotify and everything else in the next month or two.
All a fam.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Heidi. I
Oh, thank
really enjoyed speaking to you.
Oh,
I'm
thank
feeling
you.
very inspired by your journey, and you're only 21. This is crazy.
I always feel weird when I talk about stuff like this because I do think I'm that inspiring, but other
Oh, you
people
are
are.
definitely. It's very refreshing.
Thank you.
Awesome. And guys, we will link up all the show notes and links on Heidi on our website. Awesome. Well, it's been fantastic. I hope you've enjoyed yourself, Heidi.
Yes, definitely. I can't wait to hear some more of your podcasts as well. I've been listening to them recently. I love
Oh,
them.
awesome. And I'm sure the Where Your Dream listeners have been inspired too. So we will see you soon. Thanks again. Are you ready to make 2016 your best year yet? Well, visit bemigirl.com/dream and sign up to receive the official WYD Dream Kit. We've created the coolest tools to help you make those 2016 goals happen. Lego. Dreamers, thank you for being with us today on Where Your Dreams. You can find all the show notes as well as cool girl content on bemigirl.com. That's GBEMIGirl.com. We would love you to subscribe to the show, so please click subscribe now and give us a rating and review so that we can continue to inspire and push you girlies to fulfill your dream. Don't forget to follow our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages, all at Bemi Girls. But for now, girlies, remember, anything is possible, so wear your dreams.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.